10 years after a keyboardist, Chick Churchill, is 73 years old today. The band 10 years after is basically Alvin Lee. Great guitar player. On Woodstock, I'm Going Home is like phenomenal. I love it, even though his guitar's out of tune at the end. But what you know 10 years after for is the song I'd Love to Change the World, which is a political song. Alvin Lee, who's no longer with us, didn't want to do it because he's not political. Yet the song is kind of political. Here's the late Alvin Lee.
I don't like preaching in music. I don't like to tell people what to think, what to do, or what to say. If I have opinions, I keep them to myself. And I'd Love to Change the World was the first time I'd actually made some kind of semi-political statement, and I felt very worried about it, and I very nearly didn't put the song forward because I was a bit embarrassed by it. It's not really preaching, because I was saying I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do, so I'll leave it up to you. Just saying that maybe the world does need changing. I wasn't giving any answers.
That's very political, the way he evaded the question. There are many rock movies that came out, and let me tell you, the people in these movies really love these movies. First, there's Elton John. He's talking about Taron Egerton portraying him in Rocket Man.
I knew Taron could sing because I'd heard him sing I'm Still Standing on the Sing soundtrack. And so we put him together with Giles Martin, son of George. And they worked so hard to get this soundtrack right. And I'm astonished how good he is. Not for once do I wince at anything he sings. In fact, not only does he act brilliantly, but he just makes the songs his own.
No wincing is good. Brian May also loves his movie very much.
Every single actor in this movie is perfect for the part, and every one of them got into it and inhabited the people they were playing. It's uncanny. It's got an incredible spirit of truth, this movie, too, I think. But some of the stuff you'll see on screen, they improvised because they became us, and they were able to kind of develop the situations that they're portraying in their own way, from their own hearts. That's what gives it that amazing feeling of reality, I think.
If I made a movie about me, I would love it, too.